At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity, Viatel.com.
A very good morning, early morning to you in Austin, Texas. Jess, we want to talk about Meta's answer via Instagram to sextortion.
Yeah, this is an issue, Pat, that has been, I suppose, rumbling around for quite a while. There's a whole host of different types of cybercrime, but sextortion is one that disproportionately impacts young people. So Meta has been introducing new tools over the last number of years to keep younger people safe on the platform. And the latest suite of tools does focus primarily on financial sextortion. So for those who don't know, this is where somebody would engage in a conversation via DM on a social platform, get access to intimate images and threaten to post them either on their main feed or across social media if they don't get some form of, whether it's a transfer via a money service or whether it's a gift card. So it's blackmail, but at the heart of it is intimate images. And what Meta is doing is introducing tools that will now scan DMs and put protections in place that will be the default for those under the age of 18. So, for example, if you are chatting to somebody, if you're under 18 and you're chatting to somebody who's previously engaged in sextortion, a notification will appear. Also, if you go to send an intimate image, the image will be blurred in the first instance. You can ask if you want to unblur it. You'll get basically different prompts to make you press pause so that you don't act without thinking. It's simple steps, but it should make a difference.
All right. Well, let's hope it does. Loads of questions coming in. I was thinking of signing up to ChatGPT and was wondering, could you ask Jess, is it safe to use from a privacy point of view as long as I don't share any personal information?
Yeah, so the terms and conditions of ChatGPT and Google's Gemini will expressly state that you shouldn't put in any confidential information. So if you're looking for help writing a best man speech or something like that, it's completely fine. But if you are going to use it for business purposes and input sensitive data, I'd maybe think again.
I switched to Apple in 2019, got an iPhone, the XS, basically the iPhone 10. I also opened an Apple account to save for upgrades. Now, 5 years later, my XS Max is working fine, but I'm considering upgrading as I'm into photography and newer iPhones have much improved cameras. Does Jess think I should make the leap, or am I suffering from FOMO, from fear of missing out? That's from Brian.
Oh, I would upgrade, Brian. You won't know yourself with a new camera. The iPhone, anything from the iPhone 13 up is incredible. The iPhone 14 Pro Max is sensational. It has one of the best cameras out there. There hasn't been a massive leap between the 14 and the 15. They're quite similar. So if you want to save yourself a bit of cash, go with the 14 Pro Max. It's definitely the best camera out there.
Tom says, is there any way you can retrieve a WhatsApp message that was sent to you but then deleted by the sender?
Nope. Unfortunately, no. Well, not unfortunately, not. It's because of the end-to-end encryption. So unless you screenshot it when it landed on your device, it's gone.
I recently purchased a 2018 car with a large display that I thought had Apple Play, CarPlay, but it doesn't. Lately on Facebook, I see ads for adapters, €50-ish, that you plug into cars, a USB and your phone, supposedly gives Apple CarPlay on any car. Do they actually work?
Yeah, so I should always say I don't drive, so I haven't tested any of them, but you can get a USB cable that will plug in. It's a little adapter. Apple, there are official ones. I don't know about the ones that you've seen on Facebook, but absolutely they do exist, and you can get it. It's essentially a dongle. It connects to your phone and it gives you access to the software that way.
Looking for a Wi-Fi booster aerial to work to enhance my signal while working on a campsite over the summer. I'll be using the available Wi-Fi from the campsite, but in the past, I keep dropping signal. That's from Declan.
Oh, Declan, that's a tricky one now, because a lot of this infrastructure, like the boosters, very often require plugs So if it depends. If you have access to a plug and decent electricity, you could try one of the TP-Link solutions. Other than that, I don't know if you might be better off tethering from your phone or getting a mobile broadband unit of your own, put a SIM card in it and do it that way.
I'm a complete technophobe. Only a few years ago, I switched from a Nokia to a Huawei. Now I hear I need to change in order to continue my online banking. This is a nightmare for me as I've no clue what phone to get or how to transfer from one to the other. Can this phone be updated, or if I have to upgrade, what phone should I get? I only use it for basic stuff like Spotify and obviously banking.
Yeah, you will need to upgrade, unfortunately. The Samsung A25 is a very good phone. It's very similar in spec to the phone you have now, and the transfer will be straightforward enough. What I'd recommend you do is back everything up to Google Drive. So you can go into settings, search for backup, run that. Then when you turn on the new phone, it'll ask, do you want to set it up from a backup? If you hit yes and follow the steps on the screen, all of your data will transfer across and it'll be pain-free, I promise.
And a final one, I have a Nokia smartphone that keeps switching itself on due to the vibrations. If, for instance, I'm driving the car and it's just sitting there, if you drive around the bend, it does it. I've done a factory reset, but to no avail. That's from Thomas and Cavan.
That is a bit bizarre. I don't know why that would be. You could go into your settings, go into the screen settings and turn off the, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a setting basically that will cause the screen to light up when you lift it up. I think it's called pickup mode. So if you turn that off, hopefully that'll do the job for you.
I'm not sure whether the screen is just coming on and the phone is fundamentally working. I mean, you probably should have hands-free, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Jess, you're in Austin, Texas on a mission.
Yes, I'm here as part of the Ireland Gateway to Europe delegation. There's a ton of business people over here. We're going to Austin. We're in Austin now. We're going to Boston later in the week to highlight the connection and sort of the gateway that Ireland is for European businesses. Later today, we're going to hear from Indeed and Dell. I'm also going to a place called Capital Factory. So I'll have a full report on what we get up to on the hard shoulder this evening from 4 p.m.
Very good. Jess, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder, our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, part by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.